Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining us, 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast, Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey D. Zabar is the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. That's the new book, including and also Safe at Home, which is another book that I still think any home-based business owner ought to have. And Jeffrey's a syndicated columnist. You'll see his byline all over cyberspace and often in print. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jeff. I got my numbers in the email yesterday. Did you get yours?
I got mine.
We're talking about, folks, are small business by the numbers.
You were talking about this week's lottery numbers. No, sorry.
You thought I was talking about the line on one of the basketball games.
There you go, exactly.
The SBA puts out numbers that they've accumulated from a number of different sources on the relative condition of small business, small business stacks up against the rest of the marketplace, and the contribution that's made by small business, and how we're segregated. It does more to me, Jeffrey, than anything else I've ever seen to proving that small business is not only a force in the marketplace, but it's a demographic all its own.
It is. It's its own animal that really has numbers that substantiate and validate what people like you and me and others who are truly advocates of the small business have been saying for years. They're drivers of the economy. They're drivers of business. They're drivers of employment. They're drivers of innovation. And quite often what we see is that when there's discussion of tax changes and some benefits coming down from Washington to quote, business, it doesn't always reach down to those who would be, you know, Fortune 1001 or lower, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, but this is the organization, this is the animal, small business, this entity all its own, that drives today's business, that drives the U.S. economy. And many have said that it will be small business that will pull the U.S. economy out of its doldrums once people really turn it around. Business starts picking back up, the engine turns on and starts clicking on all eight cylinders. You know, that's what we'll be doing the business here. We'll be small business helping pull it out.
Right, absolutely. And one of the things that I guess we should start off with, Jeffrey, describing some of these numbers, is something that is an area that I don't take issue with the SBA. I just have a little different definition. The SBA's definition, and basically therefore the government's definition of what a small business is 500 or fewer employees.
That's a pretty big small business.
That's a pretty big one.
You know, I mean,
that includes a number of publicly held companies.
Yeah, I mean, my definition of small business, and I write for a number of publications that target small business, and my definitions have gone everywhere from when I'm talking about microenterprise of 1 to 3 to 5 employees. My sweet spot is usually about 50. And I like to think of small businesses no more than about 50, maybe 100. I mean, as I've said, I mean, if the boss can walk through and know everybody by name, then right. I think you've got a pretty small business.
Well, one of the things that the way that I define it is, and I sort of back into the 100 number that I use instead of 50. I think of 100, but I back into that by saying that, to me, a small business is not so much numbers and not even so much sales volume. And that's another area that people use to define a small business a lot of times. But it's the way that the business is run. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't have a professional board of directors, in my opinion, a small business is not a publicly held company.
Right.
People who own small publicly held companies, and they think of themselves as small business, and that's fine, but they've got access to capital that a true small business, in my opinion, doesn't have.
Right.
And also, if this business is essentially run by the owners, and the owner makes you know, pretty some pretty basic business decisions. And typically the firm would not hire a high-powered consulting company. They might hire some consultants, but not anything like the big international firms.
Right.
That's, to me, that's the way I think of it. And typically that will be 100 employees or less. And as you say, Jeffrey, it's a lot closer to 50.
Yeah, and the owner has a good feel for every aspect of the business, very closely involved, like you said. Many of them, not to say they're not savvy, but they're, you know, the needs for a board of directors. And that's not to say you don't have advisors, you don't have people that you turn to for, mm-hmm. for input, because I think that's just a sound business decision,
right.
is to have, you know, I have my mastermind group where I take mm-hmm. certain ideas to, what do you think about this, what do you think about, you know, this line of business for me, or that brochure I'm developing, someone I can bounce some ideas off of. But it's much smaller. But I think that the numbers that we're looking at are, and we should, before we're done, refer people to the website of where to go at the SBA.gov site. But I think the numbers we're looking at substantiate the fact that these are, you know, these are driving the economy. These are small firms. I mean, 500 or fewer employees, mind you, but still small firms that are truly driving the engine that is the economy today.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the markers of these small businesses, some of the things that the SBA points out that are indicators of what these small businesses accomplish. What are some of the numbers they got?
Well, it's great. I mean, the first one I think really stands out. I don't think they put this on top for its, you know, lack of strength. 99.7% of all employers are a small business. And again, mm-hmm. you know, looking at that 500 or fewer, you can almost see it. But I mean, almost 100%. You know, 0.3% are bigger than 500 employees. More than half of all private sector employees are employed at small business, and it's 44.5% of all private U.S. payroll. So, I mean, they're doing the employing out there. And if you look at the number of jobs they create, they generate 60% to 80% of net new jobs annually. So they're doing a lot of the hiring and you know, the prospecting and hiring out there of today's employee. Now, one thing I really like that probably could have been higher than the first number we spoke of is they create more than 50% of non-farm private gross domestic product mm-hmm. in the U.S. I mean, that really is. When you look at some of the numbers that a Walmart or a Microsoft mm-hmm. can generate, but you look at these guys are generating 50% of non-farm private gross domestic product, that is pretty cool stuff.
Well, and there's even more to that. There are periods of time. There was a period of time in the 90s when small businesses created 100% of the net new jobs. Stand by, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. We'll be right back. We've got more to come on what we've been talking about right after these messages. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. Got a little Chicago for you there. Jeffrey Zabar, you like Chicago?
Get the blood flowing early in the morning.
Yeah.
25 or 62.
We're talking about numbers. How about that? Bill's always taking care of us. Bill Schwamley, ladies and gentlemen, on the board. Doing a good job. Jeffrey, these numbers are very instructive. And one of the reasons why I like to talk about them, one of the reasons why I want small business owners to know about these is because we're out there in our own businesses. We're sort of, sometimes we're actually, it's almost like we're in a cave instead of we're in our businesses, because we sort of go into a little bit of an exile or a little bit of a place where we don't really pay attention to what's going on around us too much. We think we're insignificant. We think we're not all that important, and, you know, especially when the challenges start caving in on us. But what I think is important for small business owners to do is to realize that we belong to a community of people, of organizations that collectively are why this country is what it is, and that's the small business community, and we're like the keystone of the structure that is our economy, and you take that keystone out, and the whole thing collapses.
Yeah, I mean,
we need to realize. Don't you think it's important for us to have an awareness of how we're one of the bricks in this wall that really holds up our economy?
Well, I think that we need to realize that. I think that the U.S., not the population, but for example, how much play do you think this document, which came out yesterday, will get in the news media today?
Not much.
Do you think it made the NBC Nightly News last night, even if there wasn't a war and follow-up in Iraq and other things like that going on? Do you think that any of this would get follow-up or any discussion? You know, will it get discussion on the Sunday morning news shows? Will it find its way to USA Today?
It certainly won't break through the war in Iraq.
Well, no, but even if it
were
set out in the best
of times. Or SARS or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, even if it were in the best of times when there was no SARS or war, I think that it would get buried because people don't see the significance of this.
Jeff, it's our own fault.
It's our own fault.
And that's the point, isn't it?
Well, we don't realize. I think that you're exactly right, that we get out there, and I speak to the home-based businesses, which 53% of U.S. small business are home-based, and 3% are franchises, just to let you know. But you know, I work from my home office here, and you talk about sort of like a shadow or closet community here, or a bedroom community, as it were, of home offices. You know, quite often people don't get into the rallying cry of the small business, of the home office. They just want to do their work, in as much as big business often just wants to do its work, but it has lobbyists and attorneys and people in Washington lobbying for change and for money and whatever the case may be. You know, we're out there just doing our thing, and we don't think about the bigger picture. But I think that we should, and not to grandstand, but the work that I try and do and the work of the small business advocate, the work that you do, helps raise the banner, raise the flag high of what we are trying to accomplish here and the accomplishments that we've achieved as small business. But it's not over. And you find that small business has the hardest time accessing capital. And you find that small business in many states, I just did an article on health care. Getting health insurance if you run a small business is outrageously expensive in a handful of states. Some places have no problem. But try getting small business health care insurance if you're sub-5 employees in Florida. I mean, you can get it, but it is so expensive.
But Jeffrey, we are winning. We're not, let me say this. It's like a friend of mine says, he says, you might not like the condition, but you got to like the trend. We may not like where we are. We may not like the fact that we're sort of stepchildren in the greater marketplace. We feel that way sometimes, and sometimes we are. But the truth is, we got to like the trend. I mean, you and I both know that we're so much closer to being able to deduct 100% of our health care insurance premiums. We're able to expense direct expense $25,000 this year of capital items. There are a number of things that are happening that we've got to like the trend, and the thing is we've got some momentum, and we need to pay attention to this. The regular rank-and-file small business owners need to pay attention to this and realize we're starting to get some momentum, and we need to get behind organizations that are and politicians that are recognizing us, and there are people out there like that.
Right.
And by the way, I want to throw out one more statistic before we wrap up, Jeffrey, and that is that the U.S. economy is a $10 trillion per year economy. Small business creates over half of that.
It's amazing.
Over $5 trillion of the, which is over half of the economy, is created by small business. That is major bucks. And you know, folks, if you don't think you're important to the low overall economy, think of that number.
Right.
And to me, that number says it all. If you had to have a 15-second elevator speech, that would be part of it, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
My website is chiefhomeofficer.com.
What do we find when we get there?
You find all sorts of stuff on working from home. If your business has teleworkers, you want to send employees home to work to increase your efficiency and productivity.
A lot of free articles.
Contingency planning, a lot of articles, a lot of insights, a lot of links. And before we get off, I want to just say this one link for this Office of Advocacy article from the SBA, sba.gov/advo, like advocate, advo, /stats/SB for small business, FAQ.html. It's a lot. Probably just go to SBA and gov and take a search.
All right, and I'm going to have this up on my website pretty soon. I think you may be too.
I'll post it to mine as well. We can follow back
up on this. Jeffrey, thank you very much.
Jim, it's been great.
Good job. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, teleworking and telecommuting. Check that out when you get a chance. Quick break, right back with Andrew Sherman. Stand by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.